How well do you know your American history? Between 1950 and 1953, America aided the Republic of Korea against northern communist forces in what became known as the Korean War. It was the first conflict of the Cold War.
And now, the New York City Council is pushing for Congress to recognize veterans' contributions to a war that American textbooks sometimes forget. Samuel Eli Shepard reports.
This morning, the New York City Council Committee on Veterans approved Resolution 269, marking April 26 as Korean War Veterans and Korean Defense Veterans Recognition Day. This resolution makes sure that the government remembers America's forgotten war.
We sent 5 million men and women for a three-year conflict to Korea. We lost 35,000 service people and others in that war.
Councilmember Vicky Palladino introduced the motion on April 2nd. Chief of Staff for the committee's chair, Daniel Kurzina, says April 26 was chosen to be separate from the existing Korean War Armistice Day. This morning, in a five-minute meeting, the Committee on Veterans voted unanimously to approve Palladino's idea. Now that the proposal has passed, Palladino is calling on Congress and Biden to enshrine the day into the national calendar.
It would be great if the president does this and we sign this in. Then we could take it up at a state level and we could do what we need to do here to make it a national holiday.
Veterans are a major part of the community Palladino serves in Northeast Queens.
I represent District 19, and in District 19 I have the largest number of veterans in the entire city of New York. I have a Veterans Resource Center at my office every other Wednesday, and the lines are large for them to understand what benefits they're entitled to. I did get to meet a great deal of my Korean vets. I call them mine because that's how I feel. And we always host a great Veterans Thanksgiving. Like I said, it's very personal.
The idea for the day is modeled after National Vietnam War Veterans Day. The Korean War sometimes gets overshadowed by being sandwiched between World War II and Vietnam.
The Korean War vets, what do they have? Nothing. Nothing. It's time.
It's been 71 years since the Korean War ended, and many of the soldiers have since passed away. But Palladino still says it's better late than never.
For their family members, their kids, their grandchildren, especially the grandchildren, kids your age, you need to know what happened.
Those grandchildren of Korean War veterans are everywhere. So much so that I stumbled into one, 27-year-old Clara Benioff, on the subway ride back from City Hall.
I know that my grandfather fought in the Korean War, but I don't know very much about it, no.
Even though Benioff took advanced history classes in high school and has a grandparent who served, she's fuzzy on the details about what the war was even about.
I took an AP U.S. history class in, I guess, ninth grade, and I'm sure we talked about it, but it doesn't stick out to me. I have very few memories of it.
With help from the city council, hopefully the next generation of Americans remember their nation's history better. Samuel Eli Shepard, Columbia Radio News.